Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. We've got a great show for you today. Really exciting show. And, you know, we have a great lineup all week long. I have been waiting to talk to Zela for a long time. And he and I are going to chat, but I want to give you a sneak peek before I say hi to Benny of what we're going to be talking about. And I've kind of alluded to this in a number of shows I've done, but here's a question. How might COVID-19, how might it just be the spiritual catalyst we all had been waiting for? I'm going to tell you a little bit about my guest, but first I need to give a shout out to Mr. Benny.
Howdy, Pat.
Benny?
Yes, ma'am.
Jacob?
Hey there.
I had a moment last night.
Oh, boy.
I had a moment. Golden Globe Awards.
Oh.
I had a moment.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know how you watch these award shows, right? And, you know, I have to plug into different movies and things because of the business we're in. You want to stay on top of things, right? But you take a look and you think about what are people really looking at? What are they drawn to? The moment I had last night was the moment where Chadwick Boseman's wife came on. That was the moment for me. I had a couple of other moments, but I had this moment in deep recognition for a man whose life has ended in so many ways way too soon. And I thought about him in a lot of different ways. I've watched his movie career. Of course, we know him as Black Panther. Right? Let's just say it if you don't know. But he's been in other films. And I think about him and I think about the spiritual journey in life and what it means. And I think about this man who nobody really knew. He was fighting pancreatic cancer, I believe it was, right? He went through Benny, he went through film after film, 21 Bridges, you know, Black Panther. Then he went through two other films after that. And then he was gone. And last night, I listened to his wife and speaking, I think she channeled him. And what he would say if he accepted that award. And for about 90 seconds, maybe it was longer before they tried to beep her off, she basically did just the most beautiful, humane and spiritual presentation on his behalf of what he would say. And it was very, very powerful. And it was one of those moments in the middle of the glam and the glit of Hollywood, in the middle of such a diverse series of films, in the middle of one of my favorite new young actors, Anya Taylor-Joy's Golden Globe Award, right, for Queen's Gambit. In the middle of all of that, you had this moment that you just want to hang on to in deep gratitude and appreciation for the times we live in. And for me, it brings into light what we're about to talk about today. Because I know, Benny, you're in bed way before that, I think, because you have to get up so early.
Thanks for noticing.
Yeah.
It's kind of creepy. You know. Creepy in a way, but I'll give that to you. Yes.
It's a little creepy. Benny and I have been together 17 years, so I can say stuff like that.
Yeah,
to
of
him.
Course. Yeah.
But if just in case you caught a little bit of that, you realize through her gut-wrenching tears rolling down her face.
Yes, very emotional.
Very emotional, in appreciation of a man who stood for, in his own way, the essence of a spiritual journey and the humility of transformative change agents. And in that moment, you realize that what we're about to talk about today is an invitation for all of us. COVID-19, a spiritual catalyst. So many stories about that. So many stories. This morning, and I want to say this, this morning I went and I got my first vaccine. Now, when you walk through life as my guest today, and you get to the point where you think about, am I losing it? I've got the money, I got the car, I had a car and a motorcycle and a truck, I got all that, you got the house and you're on 4 acres, and you're going into your job, and you think that is the life that you waited so long to have, until you realize it ain't. What do you do when you then get the realization? You guys have heard me say before, I woke up one day in my big fat 3,000 or how many square foot house. I was walking out the door. My dog is barking. I looked in the mirror, as I always do before I walk out. Why? I don't know. You look in the mirror and you become unrecognizable to yourself. And you just stare. And you ask yourself, who the heck have you become? Now what? That's what today's show is about. Someone that is successful joining me here today, who has been through all of that and who has asked himself the same questions that we ask ourselves today. How much of our soul are we willing to give up for a big bank account? How much of our soul are we willing to give up to really put a knife in somebody else's back so you can get ahead? But when you have that awakening, when you have had to lose yourself to find yourself, then you get to be him. You get to be this amazing human being who learned about the truth and setting it free. And today, it is what we're going to share. As we look at what happens when we look at this transformation that only we can do from the inside out. Today, COVID-19, spiritual catalyst, yes or no? Salas, great to have you here today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on today. I want to say thank you very much. I want to say today that whatever I say, I speak from my point of ignorance.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've learned that life can be very, very humbling, extremely humbling.
And I have to tell you, I've often been interviewed, and people have asked me what's my greatest attribute. My answer always is ignorance. Yeah. It is the thing that has allowed me to step forward in life fearlessly, because I didn't know any better. And yeah. Then I always get the follow up, and I want to ask you this question. I always get the follow up question when I say that. The follow up question usually is, what are you thinking? Is there something in your life that if you knew more about it, you wouldn't have done? That is such an easy answer.
Well, for me, I wouldn't live out a bit. I needed every bit of it, of information, of experience, because I believe experience is true.
Yeah.
And that's where arguments start. One person's experience is different than the other person's experience. And I just say, could they have complimenting pictures of the Michelangelo statue? You know, I mean, taking a look at the same thing, just from a different angle.
Yeah, so. I had one of the biggest Italian arguments at one of our dinner tables with one of my relatives who claimed to be a descendant of Michelangelo. Just absolutely insane argument. Well, the first thing you never do is you never bring stuff up at an Italian dinner, which lasts all day long with a lot of alcohol. So you never want to bring things up at those meetings. But, you know, look, this morning, I want to start out with this. I know this is a little bizarre, but I do want to start out with this. This morning I got up and I went and I got my vaccine. And it was really interesting how what I had to go through to get it. So I'm not giving you all a commercial for the vaccine. You got to make your choice about what you do. But here's what I want to say. When I went to UW to get this, University of Washington, where they're giving them, I was so impressed with what they've done and how much care and how they're treating people. It was a spiritual experience, to be honest with you about it. It was not what I expected. I didn't expect people to look you in the eye and really care about what was about to happen, or to really say, look, why don't you come over here and sit down and have something to drink? Or to say, look, we're so organized, you have to sit here for 15 minutes. You get a red folder, you get a green folder. It was seamless. And I realized in that moment how these folks have taken something that we call medicine and created something more. Now, you may not want to, people may not want to call that a spiritual experience, but I have to tell you, something that was really kind of fearful turned out not to be. How many ways are you seeing COVID-19 give us an opportunity to show up differently?
Well, let's start with, you know, whether you believe in the legitimacy of COVID-19 or not, there's no question as to its negative impact on the economies of the world, families and individuals. It's taxing on personal relationships, right through to divorce, which are compounded by the degradation, I think, of human health in various degrees, from depression, fear, guilt, shame, right down to death. And so between financial, between relationships and health, those are the big three. And in my opinion, I believe that COVID-19 is the catalyst of a great recalibration and a great transformation of society in general. And I mean, at this moment, the time of this recalibration has started. And the important positive byproduct is that it's providing Mother Nature the opportunity to inhale. I really, honest to God, believe that. I mean, I also believe that life is a great thing if it doesn't kill you. That's one of the paradoxes, I think, of great paradoxes of life.
Yeah, that's the way I feel about motorcycle racing. Same way. Feel the same way. It's a great thing to do if they don't kill you. But you know, in the introduction, I was really introducing you in so many ways. Yeah. You know, our stories parallel, maybe not in the same place, maybe not in the same way, maybe a little bit differently. But I was really talking about, you know, your journey as well. And now here we are. And, you know, when I say that one of the things we learn is about the truth and it sets you free, this is one part of it. But then what do we do? And in your case, you know, you're teaching at the Center for Transformation, which we're going to talk about. You know, we're looking at ways to really share what we've learned. We're looking at ways to write books to help people maybe relate to some of the things that are going on. And I wanted to ask you this. I think more people are praying now than they've ever prayed. And I'm not saying that that is a Christian thing. I mean, you pray whatever way you want,
absolutely,
right? Whatever way you want. But I think more people now have hit the pause button, as you indicated. What else do you see? What else do you see people stopping, pausing, maybe having brain fog for a couple of days just to catch up with what the realization is? Because when truth hits you, I don't think we're used to it. Just saying.
Well, I think you're bang on. You know, and what I say constantly is, if life drives you to your knees, it's a good place to recalibrate and restart right there. And in my opinion, it's time for a soulful quantum leap that all of us that are living right now, we came to this planet for, and we knew that coming in here. I honest to God believe that it's time for us to wake up for this divine flip that's about to happen as to what's priority. You know, because if you're being reduced, as most people are, in financial relationships and health, different forms of health, starting psychologically all the way down to physical toll, and then ultimately is you're out of here, death. And I just say the death is a point where just dying stops anyway. It's the truth. And so each of us are going through this big three with the idea of this. It's a facility for the transformation of humanity, because it's going to squirt you right up the center. Because if you get reduced in financial relationships, yep, and or health,
yep,
chances are you're going to go out to the sky and maybe even get on your knees beside your bed and say, what's going on?
Yeah.
I'm trying my best here. What's going on? I think there's a lot of people that are reaching out and going, why? What do you want out of me? And that's where teachers are going to come to the forefront. And I mean, I've been doing this now for 20 years, and I'd like to think that we've kept ourselves the best kept secret in North America. It's only the last 6-8 months that I let my picture appear on the website, because I was told humility, and I was trained humility first. Just make sure you're humble. And so I like to start an interview with, I speak from my point of ignorance.
Yeah.
So anyways, that's my answer to your question here. I don't want to.
Well, let's talk about this, because you're really hitting on something really interesting for me, because, you know, people know me on the Dr. Pat Show, but there's so many things like they don't know. And I don't know who's given us these messages, but they're coming from different places.
Yes.
So many folks don't know that also I am the founder and owner of the Transformation Network and Transformation Talk Radio and the 10 channels we're building. It's really not in my nature to really just, I mean, if you go to our websites, you got to dig to find me.
Yes.
But if I have one more person, so I want you to respond to this, because catalyst for change, COVID-19. If I have one more book agent, one more publicist, call me or call Linda, who scheduled this, my producer and my best friend, and say, when is Pat going to write the book? You know, there's a reason people like me do radio, right? Up until the video part of radio. But we're being asked to come forward.
Yes.
We're being asked to do this. I want to ask you this question. What do you see as that catalyst for people like you, especially you, the phenomenal teacher you are, what you teach and what you invite people to do? What is it that we are here called to do to help others?
First, to make sense out of life through love. Love is the great equalizer. There's no question. Any true teacher will tell you that love resists nothing, but conquers all. We all came from love. We're going to return to love. I'm not a religious guy. I'm a non-denominational teacher, but I will say this, that if people want sanity, they're going to have to come around to going right up the center here to love. And it's, everybody's getting squirted up here, some kicking and screaming. But the fact is that they're finding out that this is truly the age of transformation. And for your viewers, I'm going to say a lot of people don't know the difference between change and transformation. Can I give you a little bit on that?
Oh, yeah, please do. We're going to have a whole chit-chat about this, aren't we?
Okay, great. Because change, typically when I teach in classes, and I do live classes on Zoom now because I can't do them in a big room. But change is what you do for somebody else, and it's temporary. When they're gone, you're going to revert back to the way that you were. Transformation, though, is permanent. It's the cocoon to the butterfly. It's what you're going to do, whether someone's around and making you do it or not. You're going to do this. And so, ironic, your show, major pillar on transformation, because it's permanent. And the people you want to talk to definitely should know the difference between those two, because there's a lot of confusion about that. Transformation is the age that we're in. And the teachers that are surfacing currently, we got some really good teachers that are surfacing. I mean, really, I mean, I get goosebumps on top of goosebumps as I talk about this, because that's what I call the shrills. And the shrills is where the divine says, yes, yes. And when you're getting those shrills,
yeah,
I tell my students, you're bang on the mark. It's telling you, pay attention here. It could well be that someone's lurking around the corner and is going to scare you. You get the shrills. It's like the oversoul saying, shrills, pay attention, pay attention here. And so shrills, for the majority of my life, are a positive confirmation of presence, of transformation, of truth, for that matter.
And I want to just talk to that because, you know, at the center, and for those of you just tuning in, I just want to say, when we refer to the center, let me make sure you know how to get there. If you go to the website, thecft.ca, which is Center for Transformation, you go to thecft.ca, you're going to see what we're talking about today. When we're talking about you being a teacher there, we're talking about others being a teacher there. We're talking about offering people, you know, this spiritual path to understand things, right?
Yes.
See, to understand things. And I think this is true. I loved your description. I'm going to borrow that description of change and transformation. Mine was not so eloquent. See, I do what I call street smart spirituality. That's what I teach. So my version of it is when I'm in front of people, I say, you know what the difference between change and transformation is? It's simple. Change is like scotch tape. Transformation is duct tape. That's the difference. I wish I had more ways to talk about things, but you know, I'm a kid from the Bronx, so there you go.
Beautiful.
Let me ask you this question. First of all, when I think about your work and I think about what you all have created, and you're right, this is you guys probably the best kept secret around. But I think about how timely it is you and I are talking. And I think about how many people could benefit from these teachings. Can you talk to me for a minute about all of us, about how spot on these teachings are to really understand what I call the quantum leap of transformation due to COVID-19?
We're at a time where a lot of people are wondering about the challenges that keep showing up in their life over and over and over again, and they just don't seem to get ahead of life.
Oh,
they just don't get ahead of it at all. And a lot of that is about you converting through transformation the process of going within. Now, what I tell students is I say, listen, you know what smart people do? They learn from their mistakes. You know what geniuses do? They learn from other people's mistakes.
Yeah, that's true.
Get yourself a transformational coach that's been around for a while. You know, that's been around. Try a decade or two that understands what's going on. It's like I used to be in the investment world. I mean, I was a shareholder of one of Canada's largest investment firms. And the one thing I tell my clients when I left is, do not deal with a financial advisor in his first 6 months or year in the business. Preferably not, because he's going to be learning himself as well, but it's going to be on your capital. And so it's the same thing with transformational coaches, more and more surfacing, because it's becoming the place to be. And that is, if you don't go within, you will go without. I tell that to people all the time. And you're going to keep having the same reoccurring situations financially, relationships, and ultimately health. And if you're not listening on the health one, the oversoul pulls the cord and says, this one's not getting it. Let's push the refresh button. And I believe in reincarnation. And for those,
that's my worst nightmare right there, that somebody's going to be watching me right now, and they're like, this girl ain't getting it. She just is not getting it.
Oh, you're all getting right. It. You're
they're
getting
gonna
it.
They're going to be like, hit the reset button.
You know, at this level of conversation, you're getting it. But, you know, I tell the people, you know, I tell the students, look, well, a lot of time the oversoul says, this was not getting it. Let's start again. And I say, for those of you who don't believe in reincarnation, it's okay. You will the next time.
Yeah. That I you know, so look, here's what I want to say. I want to talk to you when we come back. I want to talk to you about what does it mean to be able to step out and recognize the catalytic form of a thing like COVID-19? What have we learned? And the reason I brought up Chadwick Boseman earlier today,
yes,
not to talk about the Golden Globe Awards, but to talk about how in the middle of the glitz and the glam of Hollywood, a woman shows up. And if you haven't heard Jane Fonda's speech last night, and you're watching this Hollywood glam, and you're thinking you're looking at the most powerful spiritual people on the planet because of what has changed in them. And this is something that people can talk with you about. They can learn from the center. It doesn't matter where we are. Sometimes people think, and this is what I hear a lot, oh, you know, Pat, I'm not you. I'm, you know, and I just look at them and say, you ought to be really glad you're not me. You ought to be like super glad about that. You don't need to have a baseline to start. You don't need to have an undergraduate degree to start. You don't need to like graduate from some kind of Juilliard or something to start. When we come back, we're going to talk about what does it mean to be founder, master, consciousness coach? What does it mean to be able to study and be with these lessons? And what happens in the quickening? So maybe you do not have to step in the potholes that my dad, every Saturday, he would go down the same street in New York because it was short, it's short route, giant pothole. And every week we would hit that pothole. And all of us would say, geez, Dad, you're going to the car every week, same street, same pothole. We're going to take a short break. But I want everybody to go to the THECFT. Got that? CenterForTransformation.ca. When we come back, who doesn't want to get quickened right here? We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show, Heart Change Consciousness, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to let go of the I can'ts that are holding you down? Valerie Trujillo invites you to join her community on a mission to collectively heal as a tribe, where your vulnerability is heard and reciprocated. So tune in to Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle every second and fourth Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Valerie and her work, visit crystalblueoracle.com.
Hi, I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. And I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Dr. Pat and joined by...
Hey, Zayla.
Zayla, before we continue, please, I've been referencing the Center for Transformation, but I want to take a moment and in your words, let's talk about the center. You're the founder. You're a master consciousness coach. But let's talk about, you know, the energy that comes together that pulls us forward to create something like this. And therefore, then you can transfer that to others. Tell us about that and its beginnings, if you don't mind.
I'd love to. I mean, the energy itself is an energy of childlike properties, actually. And it was in the Bible, and again, I'm not religious, but as our most contemporary celebrated master said, Jesus, he said, you must become like a child into the kingdom of heaven. So a lot of people don't know those properties besides curious. And I mean, if I could just say that these properties, which are being the observer, love, innocence, a light heart, you like humor, all right, trust, presence, these are the properties of a child that we have to, as a society, come back to. Looking at life innocently, because we don't see the world as it is. We see the world as we are. And that's a problem right now, because that's got to be recalibrated for society in terms of how important these childlike properties are, that we look at each other through the eyes of love. The problem is that, you know, when I first started the center, which was about 20 years ago, we haven't done any advertising. Yours is probably the second, third interview that I've done in the last month as I come out of the closet, Dr. Pat.
Yeah.
Really, I haven't even put my picture on the website until about 6 months ago. I've been directed from above, be humble about this. As you go forward, be humble. Because although you've tasted some greatness, you've got to be assured that you won't lose your way again as greatness comes your way. So I wrote a couple of books, and we'll talk about those in a little while. They're actually adult books to inoculate children from not getting buried by the illusion. Mm-hmm. All right. I've just done a child's meditation as well.
Oh,
but
wow.
I teach adults, and I put them through some prerequisites before I can teach them. The prerequisites are done. There's one online. There's a couple of online. Then there's some live classes by Zoom, 4 hours a week for 8 weeks on spiritual awakening class number one. Then, if you like what you see, you go on to spiritual awakening class two. Excuse me. And each of these are 8 weeks long. Then you qualify because we start speaking the same language. We're in the same energy. And I say the teaching is open for anyone. It's just, it's not for everyone. You got to be ready to find your center. Because again, if you don't go within, you're going to go without your dreams in life, without a lot of things happening for you. And so going forward, then I'll teach you on what I call a full day session. And then I can also take you on retreats.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
I think the thing that I'm really struck by, and if you don't mind, I'd like to say this, and I do, I would like to talk about the books. But one of the things I'm really struck on for the moment is what you just said. And what you just said is, as we move forward, and I find this with myself, first and foremost, yes, Dr. Pat, but even before that, I'm a human being, right? And you know, what we talk about is having this earth skin as a spiritual being in this earth skin.
Yes.
And when we keep ourselves refreshed, let me call it refreshed, because this is what happens to me. I've got to keep taking courses. I've got to do experiences. I've got to be able to stay fresh and yes. move along a pathway. Now, I'm not saying move up a pathway, but move along a pathway where I don't forget, right? I got a forgetter, and I don't want to forget because I'm not done yet. And, you know, so many people are there. And I want to ask you this question, and it is related to one of your books or upcoming book. I don't think the book is out yet, but I hope when it does, you're going to come back.
I will.
I get asked, how did you do this? How did you know this? How did you do this? Let me tell you something. You said something about getting on your knees. I have gotten down on my knees so much. I just had to get a total knee replacement on my right knee, and I'm going to get the left one in a week. That's how many times I have dropped to my knees and said, give me a sign.
Yes.
I wish I could say that I'm here talking to you today, and that would have happened without those events.
Not a chance.
So, I want to ask you this question, especially about your upcoming book, The Big Three. We have to get tools and help to stay in the flow, don't we?
Oh, sure. I mean, Dr. Pat, we're all walking each other home. let's establish that. All right. And once you know that we can help each other, then when you drop to your knees, typically, I mean, the teacher appears when the student is ready, and you know, before I'll teach you, you got to go through these courses. And then we have a lunch or an interview. And I tell you this, you know, I say, I'm not a guru. This isn't about following the leader and drinking the Kool-Aid. This is about you listening to your heart. And I'm going to teach you that there's many roads to home. I'll teach you a few and you can choose your own. But this is not about any kind of control at all. This is about you, Bows. And I say, well, let me tell you what this stands for. It stands for spiritually harmonizing intelligent truth. And this is where the universe has been trying to tell you something for a long time and has been dumping this fish all over you. And it's been crushing you, and you never figured out there was a purpose to it. Well, you know what? Again, smart people learn from their mistakes. Geniuses, they learn from other people's mistakes. I've gone ahead of you. I can teach you a little bit about what I learned. And even then, I speak from my point of ignorance. But I can tell you that peace is really important. At this stage of evolution on the planet, peace is everything. And we can talk a lot about this at Dynamic, but peace is understanding that you had to go through what you had to go through in terms of getting to where you need to be right now at this conversation. Dr. Pat, you know this from your own personal circumstances.
I do.
Guaranteed.
I do.
So people say, what have you gone through? I said, I've gone through hell. And someone says to me, and I'm interviewing, well, I'm going through hell. And I say, good. Just keep on going. Don't stop. Yeah. Just keep on going, because you're going to be held here. H-E-L-L-E-D or H-E-L-D, before you'll be held here at this ceiling until you get it. Yeah. And if you get it, then come on, let me hold your hand. I can help you out here.
Yeah. You know, it's so important what we're talking about now, because this is, for me, this is the part of the conversation where, unless you have been down the road, and unless you've been in my dad's car and hit that pothole, unless you've been down that road, right? And somebody sees you've been down that road and you're sharing your story. Like, I really didn't share my story much up until about 3 years ago. I didn't talk much about, you know, my life, and I didn't talk much about what the first 17 years of my life was. And then I realized that it's important It's important to let folks know that you're not just somebody up here doing a show, interviewing Zayla, talking about the, but the reason that you're here, or the reason I'm here, is because if there's something you could get from what I share, everything from abuse at a young age, my mom's suicide, homeless at 17, arrested at 19 for something. If there's something you could get from this, let's get together and talk about it. But the question then has always been for me, which ignorance, how do I get from that place? How do I get from that place to the place of looking at life and looking at and making my peace? See, when I was able to make my peace with that past, the heaviest of weights felt like it left me.
Very good.
That's it for me. That's key.
You're bang on the money, because those who can't get past their past, they P-A-S-S.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They refuse to live. In fact, they're the walking dead.
Yeah.
And so the past, what I teach is lose the emotion, get the lessons. Let's move on. Let's move on. Because don't waste the rest of your life lamenting about what happened back there. Everybody needs to get what they need to get in order to get to where they got to be. Do you understand me?
I do. And, you know, I want to take a short break. When we come back, when the divine comes a knocking, what is it that we can learn so that this time around, the knocking may be the brush of a feather instead of being run over by a bulldozer?
Yes.
We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I can't wait for your book to come out, The Big Three.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
Creating and living the Octarine Way, soul design for self-enlightenment and self-healing. tune in to Transformation Talk Radio the second and the fourth Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with me, Vivian Chauvet. As we transcend the third dimensional plane of reality, we move into higher realms of existence. Let us reclaim our sovereignty as divine essence of light and unite our voices to successfully manifest ascension on Earth. For information on our services, Copper Art Store, and to connect with me, visit infinitehealingfromthestars.com. That is infinitehealingfromthestars.com. Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio with me, Vivian Chauvet.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the show. Look, we're talking about a number of things today. Zayla and I are doing that. But these teachings we're referencing are also available to all of us. Would you take one more moment again and tell folks about the center, about what they can step into and learn? And there are just so many things there. Give us a moment for that, would you?
Please. Thank you. First off, I've been doing this for 20 years, and they can get me at the CFT.ca, which stands for the Center for Transformation.ca. And we're an adult consciousness school is what we are. We take your Gordian knots and we undo them. And if you don't know what a Gordian knot is, you should research it, because it's an impossible knot. And how you dissolve that is with the principles that we teach, because it's only unsolvable if you're majoring in the illusion with all of the dynamics, the cascading dynamics that are there on fear, guilt, and shame, on sex and survival issues, on pain, suffering, responsibility issues, on victim tyrant issues, on rescuer issues. I address all of those. And so all of these dynamics make for an incredible crescendo that sets up humanity for this transformation that we're going through. We must realize the importance of childlike properties. We must realize that love, integrity, peace are all on the same plateau at the highest level. And so we have to come back to this. You know, there was a reason why Jesus was known as the Prince of Peace. There is a reason why we're understanding now the power of the great I Am. What's interesting is Jesus' name before it was Jesus was Yeshua ben Joseph. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Then he got to be known as Jesus the Christ. And Jesus, because he was trained by the Jesuits, is really close to Je Suis, which is I Am. I Am Christ. I'm sure just a coincidence.
Yeah. Right?
I'm sure. So this is the time we're in, where we must always realize that we're all here walking each other home. And every circumstance that's on every one of our plateaus right now is perfect for our evolution. It may not be perfect with regards to where you want your life to go, but it's perfect. How do you convert it? I will teach you principles of how to convert. No matter what the taxing dynamics are, we will teach you a principle called HHC. And if anybody contacts me, we're going to get into HHC, I can tell you. And HHC is the answer for those cascading dynamics where you don't think there's a way out. You just don't.
Yeah.
And so that's what I've got to say concerning your question.
Yeah. And boy, I'll tell you, you know, this energy and feeling of, I don't think there's a way out. You know, that is the epitome of hopelessness and helplessness combined.
Yes.
You know, it is the jaw-dropping place where when you do drop to your knees, you're yielding. You know, you're yielding skeptically maybe, but you're also yielding, right?
Yes, you are. Well, it also brings up this principle that a lot of people don't recognize. Now, as soon as I say this, they'll probably say, oh, that's a good thought. It's the principle of surrender. But don't give up.
Yeah. One of the most confusing constructs of our time. The whole idea of surrender is as confusing as forgiveness is for a lot of people. Right? But these energies that we hold on to, the idea of surrendering is actually a forward movement.
Yes, it is.
You know, the idea of forgiving is actually a forward movement, yet we're brought up to believe that these things are not forward movements, that they actually are meant to trap us, to hold us back. And I think that right there is one of the greatest teachings, I think, that we could share with young people.
Yes, there's no doubt that young people these days need to know values, and these need to be taught by parents, by grandparents. This is so important. Like, you know, I taught my grandkids every time they come over on Friday night, because her mom was going through a divorce, and she'd go out and skip around at the bars. And I'd say, okay, coming through the door, give me values. The first one would say, love first, will second. Ah, very good. Give me another value. The truth above all fear, grandpa. Ah, that's a really, really good value. What else? Love always wins, grandpa. Yes, love always wins. Sooner or later, love always wins. But unless we give our kids these values by teaching them that, because when we teach them, we learn them ourselves as an adult, as a grandparent, then you just understand that we must take care of the children. Right now, they have the answers for us, because humanity's got complex problems. And it's like Einstein said, this is where the kids have the answer. No, here's what Einstein said. You cannot solve the problem with the same mind that created it.
Right.
So these kids coming in, they're coming in with answers from the other half of the sky. And so we need to give them that coddling nest to make sure they're comfortable enough where this can be given to us as humanity. We need to look at these kids as sacred. Never mind, we should look at life all as sacred.
Yeah.
And all of our problems as sacred, because this is how we grow.
Yeah. And, you know, part of what we're talking about today, and of course, when you come back after the book, when is the book coming out?
It'll be out in the next week. You'll be able to get it on Amazon. But currently, you can get my two previous books on Amazon.
Yep.
The first one that to be read is called The Secret of Creation When Nothing yep. Matters. And the other one is Caught in the Act. And they're in sequence. And they're, again, meant to be read by parents or grandparents, the child, maybe one page at a time, talk about the values that are coming yeah. up here. Very gentle story, very centering, very loving.
Yeah. You know, the teaching is in the teaching.
Yes.
And it's not always what we think. You know, we have so much to learn from each other, both children and adults. And there's always this incredible, incredible opening to yes. just be able to share at that level.
I couldn't agree more. And again, I teach the wisdom of the ages. It's not my teaching. I don't own it. Mm. I didn't create it. I didn't invent it. And I think that nobody should have a copyright on truth, for that matter. I reluctantly copyright my books. And I say this in the third book here
yeah.
on the Big Three. I just say, my legal counsel has said, look, if you don't, somebody else could take this and say it's theirs and then prevent you from propagating
right.
it. And I go, oh my God, this copyright thing has gotten crazy. Who owns the copyright on the Quran, the Vedas, the Bible? Truth is truth. Let's get real. And so this is a snare in society that I think is paradoxical in a large extent. But again, I know it's not my teaching. It's the wisdom of the ages. I don't own it, but I live it as much as I possibly can. And in that sense, I say, I'm owning it. It's a process. Life is a process.
Yeah. It's really the feet on the ground level of what we have to do. And yeah. building both the practical nature of spirituality in order for us to really, again, move forward. Thank you so much for today. Please let folks know one more time how they can find out more about you and how they could take some of these classes we've referenced today.
Okay, well, if you go to YouTube and punch in the CFT, you'll be able to see a whole bunch of these productions, these vignettes that we've put out about different aspects of the CFT. You can get me, my name is Zalah, Z-A-L-A-H, Zalah, at thecft.ca, all right? But just go to thecft.ca, take a look around, take
oh, yeah.
a look at YouTube. You'll find that it's rich with a lot of content. And once again, I'm just coming out of the closet. You probably haven't heard about me yet, but I'd like to think that based on my direction, the night is young.